The second parak, starting with Mishnah Aleph in the Reisha, discusses when we have a Ken Stuma, where one of the birds was lost. So just to recap what we saw in the first parak, what's a Ken Stuma? When somebody has to bring a Chova, for example, a Yoledes, or a Zav, or a Zava, so you have an obligation to bring bird offerings. They are brought in pairs. One is brought as a Chatas, and one is brought as an Ola. And if the individual, the owner of that Korban, didn't designate which of the birds would be the Chatas and the Ola, he defers to the Kohen, and the Kohen is going to make that decision. So right now we have somebody who has a Ken Stuma. It hasn't been decided which of the birds is going to be the Ola and the Chatas, and one of them is lost. That is what the Reisha of Mishnah Aleph is about. And this one is fairly simple. It says as follows, Ken Stuma Sheparach Mimenu Gozal Avir. If you have this Ken Stuma, so you have two birds undesignated, then one of them decided to fly away. Oh, Sheparach Leben Amesa. So one of them flew into a group of other birds that are being left to die, and you don't know which is which. We discussed that concept of Ben Hamesos in the first Perek Mishnah Beis. Or you have this pair undesignated, it's a Ken Stuma, and one of them dies. So these are just three different examples of when you had a Ken Stuma, and one of the birds is not available, flew away, died, etc. What do you do? You have one that's usable now, but you need a second one. Yikach Zug Lasheni, just take another bird and couple it with this other one, the one that you have here still, and now you have two birds. One will be used as an Ola, one will be used as a Chatas. Not a problem. On a high level, what the Reish is telling us is if you had a Ken Stuma, you hadn't designated which is going to be used as a Chatas and Ola, and one of the birds goes away for whatever reason, just take another bird and you have a pair to be used as your offering. The second part of the Mishnah, the Seifa, discusses a little bit different. Parach Leben HaKrevos. What happens if you have group one? Well, let's assume that you have one Ken, one owner, and is bringing one Ken, which consists of two birds. Again, they have not been designated. One is going to be used as an Ola, one is going to be used as a Chatas. And instead of one of the birds flying away, it flies into somebody else's undesignated Ken or Kini. We'll say that it flies into a group number two, person number two, and this person is bringing two Kini, which means four birds, but again, undesignated. So again, the situation here is person number one has one Ken, that's two birds, undesignated, and it flies into, one of them flies into group number two, that was somebody else's, or it could be the same person's, doesn't matter, but group number two, and that consisted of two Kenim, which is four birds, and now that we had one of the birds goes from group one to group two, instead of having two birds in group one and four in group two, we have one left in group one and five in group number two. What can we do in this situation? So Karach Leben HaKrevos, puzzle. That one bird in the new group, in group number two, cannot be used. Now, truth be told, we don't know which is which. We had four, now we have five. So what it's saying is it's possible we can only still, in group number two, bring four of the five birds. We don't know which is which. We're going to bring four, and one of them is not valid. And what happens with group number one? Meaning group number one, we had two birds. One went and flew into group number two and got mixed together. So group number two, we can only use four of the birds, not that fifth one, but group number one has only one bird left in it. And it says here, Uposel Echa Kenegdo, once one of the birds left group number one and left only one bird left there, that is going to disqualify the bird that is left in that original group. Why? Shagozel Haporeach Pasul, because that one bird that flew from one group to the new group, we're not going to be able to use that bird that is in the new group, even though we don't know which it is. We can only be able to use four birds like it was originally, not the fifth bird. Uposalecha Kenegdo, and in addition, now that it left, it invalidates one bird of its original group. Why does it invalidate one bird? Why can't we say group number one had one bird in it, and it had two birds originally, one left to group number two, we don't know which it is, so we're going to take only four in group number two. Why can't we use the one remaining bird in group number one and take a couple tit, take a pair tit, like we did in the Reisha? And the answer is as follows. Once it is left alone, we are concerned if we would use that one bird that's left in group number one, for example, as an Ola, and then we have five in group number two, and we're only going to use four of them, but what happens happens if we choose one of the four that we do use was the word that we came from group number one, and it's chosen as an ola as well. So effectively, we'd be bringing two olos from birds that were originally from group number one. You cannot do that. It can only be as designated for group one, one ola, one chatas, and you can't, in the end of the day, use both of them for ola. So because of that concern that when we have these five mixed together in group number two, and we're only going to use four of them, we may come and use one of those four, maybe the bird that joined from group number one, and we'd be maybe makriv it as an ola. Accordingly, we can't use the bird, the remaining bird in group number one, because it could be that we would use an ola in group one, and that bird as an ola in group number two, or a chatas in group one, and a chatas from the original bird that came from group number one is and now is a group number two. So the bottom line is, accordingly, posel, meaning we cannot use all five birds in group number two. We can only use four of them. And also, uposel echa kenegdo shagozel. This is the end of the Mishnah. Shagozel paporeach posel, the one that comes, we cannot use. We can only use four in group number two. Uposel echa kenegdo, and it invalidates the remaining one in group number one as well. Mishnah Bay says, Ketzad, how do we apply the concepts from Mishnah Aleph? And we're going to see some scenarios now. If we have Shtei Nashim, if we have two women, each is bringing a ken or kinim, lazo Shtei kinim, lazo Shtei kinim. Each one is bringing two kinim. In other words, each one is bringing four birds. And within each of the groups, two are going to be a chatas and two are going to be an ola. So two women, each one is bringing two kinim, so each one is bringing four birds. And what happened was, parach mizola zo, one bird went from group one to group two. So originally we had four birds in group one, four groups, birds in group two, and we had one of the birds go from group one to group two. So now we are left with three birds in group one and five birds in group two. And as we said in the prior Mishnah, when one bird leaves and goes to a second group, it invalidates a bird from the group it's leaving from. So it invalidates one of the birds. So we're left in group one with three, but one is invalidated. So we're left only able to use two of the birds, one as a chatas and one as an ola. And when that bird gets to group two, now there are a total of five birds there. But as we said already, you can only use four of the five. So that's the end result. Posel echa b'halicha. So it posel, it invalidates one from group one, it invalidates one from group two, and in the net of it is we can only use two birds from group one and four birds from group two, even though group two currently has five birds. And what is going to happen then is Chazar, a bird, one of the birds, we don't know, they're all mixed up, from group number two, went back to group number one. So we're back to having four birds in group number one and four birds in group number two. But as we said before, you can only use two birds in group number one. And now how about in group number two? So before this bird left, we had five birds and we were able to use four of the five. But now that that one bird left, we're down to four in group number two as well. But anytime a bird leaves, it disqualifies another bird. So we had two disqualifications. Before, when we had a total of five in group number two, we said one is disqualified. And now that one of the birds leaves, we have two disqualifications, which means that we are down to four birds and two of them are disqualified. So we can only use two birds as well in group number two as well. So posel echa b'chazira. So we can only use two birds. End of the day, when the bird goes back from group two to group one, we can no longer use four out of five in group number two because we only have four. We can only use two out of four in group number two. So it's the same with group number one, group number two. We can only use two of the birds in each of them. And this will continue, but kind of. Parach v'chazer, parach v'chazer. If you had a bird go now from group one to two, and then two to one. At this point, it doesn't have any further impact. We're at the minimum that we're able to use, and we cannot go below this in this situation, as we'll see shortly. Shafilu hein me'oravos. Because even if all of group one and group two get totally mixed together, this is something that we saw in the first parak, Mishnah Gimel, that when you have a mixture of kinim that are stumos and they become mixed together, ein pachas mishtaim, you're never going to be able to use less than two. In other words, you're always going to be able to use a minimum of two, which means two birds from each group. That is going to be one chatas and one ola. So the same is going to be the case. The minimum is that if we had two groups get to mix together, we had four birds in one and four birds in the other, and they all got mixed together, eight birds, we're still going to be able to use four of them, two as a chatas, two as an ola. So the same is going to be the situation where birds fly back and forth between group one and group two with four birds in it originally, going back and forth, but it's still going to be left with a minimum, the actual amount, not only a minimum, the actual amount that we're going to be able to use is two in one group, two in the other group, and within each of those groups, one is going to be a chatas and one is going to be an ola. Mishnah Gimel applies the rule that we saw in Mishnah Aleph, but to a more complicated scenario. We are now going to have groups that combine of unequal amounts. We're actually going to have seven different groups. La Zo Achas, the first group, has one. We're talking about not one bird, but one pair of birds in each of the groups. So, for example, when we say group number three, group number three will have three pairs of birds for a total of six birds. So it goes as follows, seven groups, and if we can imagine going from right to left, Lazo Achas, Lazo Shtaim, Lazo Shalosh, Lazo Arba, Lazo Chamesh, Lazo Shesh, Lazo Sheva. So we have side by side groupings of kinim that are being brought. Group number one has one ken, two birds. Group two, group three, going to the left, all the way up to group seven. So group seven has seven kinim, which means 14 birds. And what happens is as follows. We are going to have birds going from one to seven. So one bird is going to go from group one to group two and is going to get mixed in. And a bird is going to go from group two to group three, not necessarily the same bird. And a bird is going to keep going from one group to the next up until seven. So that is going to be one way, going all the way, group one to group seven in one direction. We're going to call that our departing trips. And then we're going to have a return trip. We're going to have birds going from seven to six to five to four to three to two to one. So that's going to be a return trip. And we're going to see the implications and impact of that. And throughout the Mishnah, we're going to get even more complicated than that. We're going to have two more return trips, birds going from one group to all the way on the right to the left, and then returning from the left to the right. So that's going to happen three times. Then there's going to be an impact each time. What's that impact going to be? That's going to be the rule that we saw in Mishnah Aleph, that every time a bird leaves one group, it will invalidate a remaining bird. And anytime a bird arrives in a new group, it will invalidate as well a bird in that new group. So the impact, and we'll see this shortly inside the Mishnah, is when we start with group number one and we have two birds there, and one of them leaves and goes to group number two, that bird will invalidate that one remaining bird in group number one, such that group number one cannot be used at all. So again, group number one had two birds. One can, two birds to start with. One bird leaves, goes to group number two. So that one, by virtue of its leaving, invalidates the remaining bird in group number one. And when it gets to group number two, now group number two, instead of having four birds, two kinim, four birds, it has five birds. By virtue of a new bird arriving, it invalidates, it causes one invalidation to the group, so five cannot be used, four can be used, but when it leaves, it causes another invalidation. So when it leaves group number two goes down to four birds, but it has two invalidations because we had a bird leave. So now that we have four birds and two invalidations, two are invalidated, we only have two birds or one ken that is valid in group number two. And that's what we will see every time a bird leaves one group, it leaves an invalidation on one bird. And every time a bird arrives in a new group, again, it will cause an invalidation. So here we go again. In our Mishnah Gimel, we have these seven side-by-side groupings, Lazo Achas, Lazo Shaim, Lazo Shalosh, Lazo Arba, Lazo Chamesh, Lazo Zesh, Lazo Sheva, and each one has increasing numbers of kinim, Parach Mina Rishona Lishnia, and one bird went from the first group, group number one, to group number two, and a bird, it got mixed in, we don't know which it is, and a bird went from two to three, Lashlishis, and then went from three, Larevis, and went from four, Lachamish is to number 5, and went from number 5, Lashishi, to number 6, and went from number 6, Lashvis. So that is the departing trip, and then it happened yet all again on the return, Chazar, and went from 6 to 5 to 4 to 3 to 2 to 1. So what's the impact of all this? Posel echad b'halichaso v'echad b'chaziraso. Every time a bird leaves, it leaves an invalidated bird where it left from, and every time it arrives in a new group, again, it causes an invalidation. So what's the result of all this? Harishon v'hashniyah ein lam klum. Because of this, group number 1 cannot be used at all. We explained that already. It started with 2 birds, 1 can. As soon as one bird leaves it and goes to group number 2, it invalidates the one bird that is remaining there, so that cannot be used at all. That's group number 1. And now when we have group number 2, we have one bird arrives that caused an invalidation in group number 2. And we also have a group leave, a bird leave that caused another invalidation in group number 2. So we have 4 birds now in group number 2 and 2 invalidations. So 2 birds can be used. 2 birds, that's 1 can. But that was the result of the departing flight. On the return flight, when we had birds coming back from 7 to 6 to 5 to 4 to 3, when a bird went from 3 to 2, that causes a third invalidation, and when we had a bird go from group 2 to group 1, that causes a fourth invalidation, so group 2 cannot be used at all. So we have knocked out accordingly group 1 and group 2, so that's what the Mishnah says, Arishona v'ashniya ein lam klum, they cannot be used at all. And when we came to the Shlishi Shliesh La'achas, although group number 3 started with 6 birds, that's 3 kinim that would have been used, but now because we had so many invalidations, we had 4 invalidations. Where do we have 4 invalidations? So the first invalidation was on the departing flight when a bird went from group 2 to group 3, that's 1 invalidation, and we had a second invalidation when a bird went from group 3 to group number 4, and also on the return trip, when we had a bird go from group 4 to group 3, that's a third invalidation, and we had another invalidation when a bird left from 3 to 2, that's a total of 4 invalidations. So group 3 started with 6 birds, that's 3 kinim, and 6 birds, 4 invalidations, that drops it down to 2 birds, only 1 can be used in group number 3, and that's going to be what we're going to see over and over again. If you started with, let's say, 3 kinim, it drops you down to 1 can, because we have 4 invalidations, 4 birds get invalidated, and group number 4 started with 4 kinim, and it drops it down to 2 kinim, and group number 5 is started with 5 kinim, and dropped it down to 3 kinim, group number 6 started with 6 kinim, that gets dropped down to 4 kinim. We'll discuss group 7 separately in a little bit. So according back into our Mishnah, Hashlishi Shleit Achas, the third can is now down, usable, down to 1 can. 1 pair can be used. HaRevis, Yesh L'Shtayim, and the fourth one, fourth grouping that started with 4 kinim, can now have 2 kinim, 2 pairs can be used. HaChamishi, Yesh L'Shalosh, and 5 goes to 3. HaShishi, Yesh L'Arba, the sixth grouping goes down to 4. Now, HaShvis, Yesh L'Shesh, it doesn't lose 2, it only loses 1. Why is that? Because when it comes to the seventh group, what happened? We have on the departing flight, we had one bird go from group 6 to group 7. So that is one invalidation in group number 7. And on the return trip, we had one bird leave from 7 to 6. So because group 7 is at the end, we only have a total of 2 invalidations. One is when a bird comes from group 6 into group 7. And then on the return flight, when we had one bird going from 7 to 6, that means that group 7 had only 2 birds invalidated, so it goes from 7 kinim down to 6 kinim. So accordingly, that is what we have in our Mishnah, Hashvis Yesh L'Shesh. It goes down from 7 and only loses 1 of the kinim in contrast to all the others. And now we're going to have the same thing going to happen, but it is going to Parach V'Chazar. We are only going to start at group number 3. As we said before, group number 1 and group number 2 have been knocked out already. So the birds are going to have a departing flight, and they're going to go from group 3 to group 4 to group 5 to group 6 to group 7. And we will see each time it leaves a group, it causes an invalidation of one bird that it's leaving from. And when it arrives, it also causes an invalidation of a bird at the group that it's arriving at. So let's just talk about, for example, group number 4. We have group number 3, we have group number 4, 5, 6, 7. So when a bird leaves from 3, it goes to 4. We have one invalidation. And remember, group 4, we were starting with only 2 valid kinim. Four birds could be used out of the original eight in group number four. So when one bird arrives from group number three, that's another invalidation. And when one bird leaves from four to five, that's yet another invalidation. So we just lost another two birds. So we're left with only one ken. We started with two kenim on this return flight, on this pass. So and now we've lost one. And on the return flight, we have a bird arrive from five to four, and so that causes another invalidation, and go from four to three, that's another invalidation. That will knock out totally group number four. Group number three also, for sure, is totally knocked out as well. So let us go back to our language of the Mishnah. Parach v'chazer. This happened again. Now we're going through the second pass, but this is starting a group number three. A bird is going from three to four to five to six to seven, and chazer means it's going to go back. One bird is going to go from seven to six, and a bird is going to go from five to four to three. And the result of this is poselecha ba'ali chazovecha b'chazer chaziraso. Every time a bird leaves, it causes a psul in the place that it left from, and every time it arrives in another group, it causes another psul when it arrives. So the bottom line here is Hashlishi is that third group, which started with one pair that could be used, now Vaharavis, and also the fourth one that started with two pairs that could be used, Ein Lahem Klum, they're left with nothing else because we have an additional four birds that were invalidated for each of them. That's two kinim, so they drop. So number three that started with one can totally drops away, and group number four that started with two kinim, we have four more invalidations, four more birds invalidated. That's a total of two kinim invalidated. That's left with nothing. And a chamishi shliyesh la'achas, number five, that originally had five, and then when we started the invalidation, the first trip through, we dropped it down to three that were usable, and now with the second trip through, it is yesh la'achas, it's dropping down to one kin that's usable, hashishi shliyesh la'shtayim, and six went to four, and now it's down to two. Hashvi shliyesh la'chamesh, number seven only loses one again, because it's at the end, so it only has one bird arrive and one bird depart. Accordingly, it is going to drop down to five. And now we're going to have the third pass through. We're going to have another departing flight and a return flight, but here we're going to start from group number five, because we invalidated on the first flight, return flight, we invalidated groups one and two, and now we just invalidated groups three and four. So we're starting from group number five, Parach v'chazer. It starts from five, goes to six to seven. That's the departing flight, the third departing flight, and then we have the third return flight going from seven, six to five. Poselecha b'chidaso v'echa b'chazira. So again, every time it leaves somewhere, it invalidates the group, one bird from the group that it left from, and it also invalidates one bird in the group that it arrives at. So the net of it is achamishis vashishis ein lahem klum. Group number five and group number six. Five started out with one pair, and that has been totally invalidated. And also group number six that started with two kinim, because it has two psulim from birds arriving, birds departing, on both returns, on the departing and the return flight. So that's four psulim. Now that drops it down to nothing. And ashvis, the seventh grouping, Yesh La'arba, is left with four. So it went from seven to six, six to five, and now on this third flight, it goes down to four. And that is where we stand right now based on the Tanakhama. But there's a Yesh Omrim, there's another opinion here, Hashvish Lohi Sita Klum, on this third pass through, the seventh one is not going to drop from five to four, but is going to maintain at five pairs that can be used. If we have five pairs, that's 10 birds, five are going to be chatos and five for olos. And this yesh omrim is understanding on a very deep level. What is our concern that if it went from seven to six, we have to invalidate a bird when a bird leaves from seven to six? So typically, we are concerned that bird that left, it could be that it's going to be used for an ola, and accordingly, we are not allowed to use, that will invalidate having too many olos in group number seven. But if we use that bird that departed as a chatas, that would invalidate having too many chatos in group number seven. That's why we had to drop it down from seven to six and six to every time we had a bird depart, we had to drop it down because we cannot have too many olos or too many chatas from the same grouping. And that bird is included. Maybe it was the original bird in that grouping. But having said that, now that we've invalidated group five and group six, nothing can be used from them. This bird that departed from seven going going down to 6, we're not going to use that bird anyway. So we can't be concerned in group number 7. Maybe the bird that departed is going to be used for an ola, and we're going to have too many olas in group number 7. Maybe it's going to be used for chatas, we're going to have too many chatas. We can't have that concern. So this Yerich Omrim says that even though a bird departed on this third pass through from 7 to 6, we're not going to use that bird in number 6. Accordingly, we can still maintain that 5 kinim, 5 pairs can be used out of group number 7. That's the Yesh Omrim opinion. And the bottom line here is an interesting statement. It's very related, and it explains, v'im parach mibein ha-meisos l'kulim. If we have one of those original groups that became invalidated, so on the first pass through, number 1 was invalidated, and number 2 were invalidated. What invalidation means, and this is what we saw earlier in our parak, is that when you have a bird, in the prior parak, when you have a bird that combines with others that is considered mesos, which is, it can't be used, it's invalidated. For example, when we have, that was the first mission in our Masachta, when you have something that's a chatas and something that's an ola, and they get mixed together so you don't know which it is, they have to be let to die. So the same thing when we had, for example, on the first pass through, we invalidated group 1 and group 2. On the second pass through, we invalidated a group 2 and group 3. And on the third pass through, we invalidated group 5 and 6. So it was 1 and 2, 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 that we invalidated on each of the subsequent passes. If any of those birds went and came into a valid one of the groups, because the invalid group has to be let to die, whenever we have one of those birds that has to be let to die come into a valid group, they all have to be let to die. So that's what it's saying here. V'imparach mibein ha-meisos l'kulam. If any of the birds came from a group that had to be let to die into any of the other valid groups, harei kulam yamusu, any group that it would come into, they as well become, the entire group becomes invalidated and has to be left to die as well. That's actually something that we saw in the prior parak, that when we have even one ola that comes into 10,000 chataos, or the reverse, they all have to be let to die because we don't know which is which. Mishnah Dalet introduces a new concept. Today we've been talking about a ken stuma, which means if somebody designates two birds but does not designate which is going to be the ola and which is going to be the chatas, and defers that to the kohen, the kohen will make that designation, which bird will be for which purpose. So we have a ken stuma, undesignated birds, but they've been chosen to be used. Two birds is a ken. And now we're going to talk about not a ken stuma, undesignated within the couple, but ken mifureshes, which means not only did the person choose the birds, let's say two birds, but also designated which one is going to be an ola and which is going to be a chatas. And we're going to have a mixture, Mishnah Dalet, of a ken stuma, that's going to be our group number 1, an undesignated two birds, the ken mifureshes, and a designated two birds, designated, that's group number 2. One is an ola and one is a chatas. And parach mi Nastuma lemeforeshes. It's important the order of who goes to who. We have one of the birds in group number 1 that's going from the undesignated ken stuma and flies over and goes to the ken mefureshes. So now we have in group number 1 only one bird left, and it was not designated yet for purposes of an ola or a chatas. And we have group number 2 that has a combination, 3 birds, and is explained by the Spartanu. What's going on is the ola and the chatas in group number 2, they got mixed together, so the person doesn't know which is the original designated ola, doesn't know which is the designated chatas. And now we have a new bird that joins in that was neither a chatas ola, it hasn't been designated yet. So what happens in this situation? So we're going to have to analyze what happens with group number 1 and what happens with group number 2 separately. So when it comes to group number 1, yikach zug lasheni, what you're going to simply do when we had the one that is left in group number 1, that's the ken stuma, we are just going to choose another bird, and we are going to have 2 undesignated birds, and that's going to be our ken stuma. This is actually halacha that we saw all the way back at the beginning of this parak. That is Mishnah Aleph in Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and I'll just read it again because it's the same halacha, ken stuma sheparach mimena goes alavir. If we have a ken stuma, that's our group number 1, and one of the birds takes off. Doesn't matter where it goes. It goes far away and we don't have it, or it goes wherever it may be, or it dies. The bottom line is when we have a ken stuma, we have only one bird left, The Mishnah told us, Yikach Zug Lasheni, we are going to take a second bird, and that will be now making up the two birds that we have in a Ken's Tuma. That's the same language that we have in our Mishnah as well. So when the order is, we have a bird in a Ken's Tuma that flies into the Ken Mefureshes, what do you do with the remaining one bird in group number one, the Ken's Tuma? Find another pair for it, another bird, and you have a Ken's Tuma. But what happens with group number two, the Ken Mefureshes? We have now a mixture. We have an Ola. We have a Chatas. We don't know which is which. And we also have this third bird that joined together. So this is going to go back to a halacha that we saw in the first parak, Mishnah Beis. The first parak, Mishnah Beis, which told us as follows. I'm going to try to find it here. Flipping through my Mishnah. And it says, Chatas shenis arva be'ola, ve'ola be'chatas. When we have designated birds already, so we know which is a Chatas, which is an Ola. But we forget which is which, and they get mixed together. Even if you have 10,000 times more, so you have 10,000 Chatas and one Ola, but you don't know which is which. So the Mishnah told us back then, Yamusu kulam, they all have to be put to death. That goes to our original concern. If you don't know which is the Chatas and which is the Ola, you don't know if the Zrika should be done above the Chuta Sikra, below the Chuta Sikra. That was the first Mishnah discussion that we had of this Masechta. So the same thing is the problem here when we have our group number two. We don't know which one was the designated Chatas. We don't know which was the designated Ola. And we have one bird that adds into them. So we have a mixture of what was designated. Now, accordingly, if we have that situation, group number two is going to have that din of Yamusu. They're going to all have to let to die. So that's where we are right now, group number one, group number two. And just to add a little bit of complexity, what happens if Chazar, of the birds in group number two that we said Yamusu, they have to die, one of them flies back to group number one? Now, we were going to be able to use group number one, but if we have one of the birds from group number two that is Yamusu, now we have that same problem with group number one. We have a bird, and we don't know if it's a Chatas, we don't have it's a Ola. When it gets back into group number one, and it's going to have that same halacha that we just mentioned before, of when you have a mixture of a designated bird, they're all going to have to be let to die. So that is going to happen with group number one as well, when we have that bird join them from group number two. And another situation, and we're actually going to start from scratch here, in the Reish of the Mishnah, we talked about having two groups, and the first group was a Ken Stuman, the second group was a Ken Mefureshes, and we had one of the birds go from group one to group two. What would happen if we had instead one of the birds go from the Ken Mefureshes? So one of the designated birds, that was either an Ola or the Chatas, they got mixed together, we don't know which is which, and flies back to group number one, which was a Ken's Tuma, we were able to use them, but now we have a mixture. We have the Ken's Tuma of group number one with another bird, not knowing if it's an Ol or Chatas. So that's the situation. Or Parach min ha-mefureshes Rishon. What happened first is instead of going from group one to group two, one of the birds went from group two to group number one. Nothing else happened. In other words, we have two innocent groups, group one, group two. We don't know which is the Ol and Chatas in group two, but all is good. And a bird flew from group two to group number one. That is Osha Parach min ha-mefureshes Rishon. That's what happened from the beginning. Hare Kulan Yamusu. We're going to have the same halacha as Kulam Yamusu. That's what we saw in the first parak Mishnah Beis, that when you have a designated bird that goes to undesignated, they are all going to have to let to die, because we don't know which was the Ola, which was the Chatas. We don't know where to do the Zrika, above the Chuta Sikra, below the Chuta Sikra, and accordingly they all have to be Yamusu. So that's what's going to happen with group number one in that situation as well. Mishnah continues, an interesting example when we have a mixture of designated birds and undesignated birds. In this situation, and we'll see it inside in a little bit, we're going to have somebody who's bringing two kinim, and the person designates one and does not designate the other. So the one that's not designated, we call a ken stuma, two birds, but the person did not designate which is the Chatas and which is the Ola. And the other one he has designated, or she has designated, one is a Chatas, one an Ola. And it's situated as follows. We're going to basically have three buckets or three chambers or three areas of the birds. And in the middle, there's going to be the pair that is Satum, that has been undesignated, two birds. One will be an Ola, one will be a Chata, but they haven't been designated yet. On the right side is going to be the bird that's been designated as a Chatas, and on the left side is going to be the one that has been designated as an Ola. So we have three in a row On the right is the chatas, in the middle is the ken stuma, the two birds undesignated, and on the left side is the one that's been designated as an ola. Mishnah Hay says as follows, chatas mikan, the ola mikan. If we have the chatas on this side, we'll say the right side, we have the ola on this side, the left side, ustuba bamtza, and we have the two undesignated birds in the middle. And what happens here is parach mina amtza litzdadim, the two birds that have not been designated, so they haven't been chosen, is it an ola or chatas, they fly from the middle, and they go to the side. So one bird from the middle that's been undesignated goes to the right, to the chatas, and another one of them goes to the left, to the ola. Echad heilach, echad heilach, one to this side, one to this side. Lo hifsid klum, you haven't lost anything. This is not a problem. Why? Because what we have now is the middle is empty, and when we have the bucket on the right side, the chatas, one is a designated chatas, and one is an undesignated bird, so we can go forward and use both of them as chataos, and the one on the left side has the designated ola and the undesignated bird, we can use both of those as olas, not a problem. Eliyomer, what the person should say is, Zeshahalach Eitzel Chataos Chatas, the one that went to the right side, that is with the korban chatas, I'm going to use that as a korban chatas. V'sheshalach eitzel olas ola. And the one that went to the left side and joined the one or more olos, I'm going to use that as a korban ola. No problem. What we have in the end of the day is, on the right side, we have two or more chataos, one designated, one not designated, and more designated, and more undesignated, but they can all be used as chataos, because none of them there were designated as an ola, not a problem. And on the left side, we have a combination of birds, they were either designated as olas, or undesignated, but there's nothing there that was designated as a chata, so everything on the right can be used as chataos, everything on the left can be used as olos. That is all and good, but something happened. Chazal emtso. Now one bird from each of the side went back to the middle. And now we have a concern because it could very well be that the one that went from the right side, which were chataos, and now it's in the middle, maybe that was a designated chatas. And the one that went from the left, that was together with the olos, maybe it could be, either was undesignated or it could be a designated ola. So what we could have now in the middle is a bird that was designated as a chatas and a bird that was designated as an ola. We can no longer use those. That is puzzle. That's how we started out our mesechta with, because a chatas, the zrika has to be done below the chuta sikra. The ola has to be above the chuta sikra. We can't use those birds. They have a din of yamusu. So accordingly, hayem tzayim, the two birds that are in the middle, yamusu, they have to be let to die because it could be they are a chatas and an ola combined together. On the other hand, elu yikruvu chatas, we're okay with the ones that were on the right side. Those can be used as chataos because we have no mixture there of an ola. And the ones that are on the left side that were the olos or undesignated birds together with the olos, no problem. We can use those as olos because we have no chatas that is infiltrated onto the left side. But again, chazar, and there are those that take out the next two words, osheparach. What we have now is before we let those two in the middle die. So we have those two, one from the right side fly, one from the left side fly, into the middle. So we have that combination in the middle. One could be a chatas, one could be an ola. Those in the middle have to die. But before we did anything with them, before we took them away, they flew back. One went to the right, one to the left. And our concern is, it could be that the one that flew to the right, that's now with the chatos, maybe that was an ola. And the one that went to the left with the olos, or the undesignated birds that are now combined with the olos, maybe that was a chatas. Problem. Chazar or sheparach mina emsa, the birds that were in the middle, and they were a mixture. One was a chatas, possibly. One was an ola, possibly. Mina mensa letzdadim, they went to the sides. One went to the right, one to the left. Now, even on the sides, the chatos, we have a concern. Maybe there's an ola there. And the olos on the left side, we have a concern. Maybe there's a chatas there. They all have the halacha rei kula and yamusu. They all have to be let to die because we have the same problem we had in the middle. That we could, on the right side, have a mixture chatos with something that's an ola. And on the left side, we could have a mixture of things that are an ola or used as an ola, and there could be a chatas in there as well. Now we are going to start another halacha. There are actually only two types of birds, two species of birds that can be used to bring the bird offerings that we've been talking about throughout this mesechta, and those are a tor, or torim is the plural tense, turtle doves, or b'nei yonah's young pigeons. The torim have to be older. This is not relevant for our Mishnah. The b'nei yonah have to be younger. Those are the only 22 types. And what we're going to see here is that when you have a pair that you have to bring, so if we have a chovan, so we have to bring an ola and a chatas, they have to be from the same species. So either both of them have to be turtle doves or both of them have to be pigeons, but we cannot mix and match and have one turtle dove and one pigeon. Ein mevin torin keneged b'nei yonah. We do not bring torim, that is a turtle dove, together with b'nei yonah, with a pigeon. The way to remember torim is starts with effectively a T, that is turtle dove. So torim is turtle dove, b'nei yonah are pigeons, a yonah, that's a pigeon. V'lo b'nei yonah keneged torim, or the reverse, we cannot mix and match, we have to have them both turtle doves, both torim or both b'nei yonah. Ketzad, so let's spell this out. An example, ha'isha sheheviya chatasa tor v'olasa ben yonah. If a woman brought and she didn't follow the rule and she brought from her chatas and that was offered, she brought a korban chatas and that was a tor, a total turtle dove, and then thereafterward she brought her korban ola of a yonah, what she has to do is she has to redo the yonah to be a turtle dove, to be a tor. Tichbol, she has to repeat it. Vitavi ola sator, and she has to bring her ola a second time as a tor from a turtle dove, because the first one she brought to chatas was a turtle dove. Now she has to bring a turtle dove for the yonah. And similarly, this is going to be interesting. Ola sator v'chatas ben yonah. What happens if she reversed the order? And the ola was the tor, and thereafter she brought her chatas was the b'nei yonah. You're going to have to repeat, but which one do you have to repeat? Tichbol, she has to repeat. Vesavi ola sa ben yonah. Even though she brought the yonah first as a tor, she's going to have to repeat the ola in this situation because the korbanos follow the chatas. So whether the chatas was brought first or second, the type of bird that is brought for the chatas, according to the Tanakhama, has to be brought for the yonah. So if you brought for the chatas, if it was a ben yonah, the ola has to be ben yonah. If the chatas that you brought is a tor, the ola also has to be a tor. And it doesn't matter the order, whether you brought the first, the chatas first or the ola first. You're always going to have the ola follow the chatas. So accordingly, tichbol fitavi ola so ben yonah. She's going to have to redo the ola and do it just like the chatas was. Ben Azay Omer, he disagrees. You don't go by what the chatas, it's not the chatas that establishes which bird has to be used for the ola, but rather holchin achar rishon. You're always going to go after the first. So if the first that was brought was an ola, the second is going to have to be an ola. If the first was brought was a tor, the second one is going to have to be a tor, regardless of if it was a chatas or an ola brought first. It doesn't matter. You're always going to go by the first one. And if the second one you brought from a different species, you're going to have to redo the second one to match the first one. And now we have yet another halacha in our Mishnah to complete the parak. Ha'isha sheheviya chatas ha'umeh. So if we have a woman, and she could be a man as well, that has to bring a chova, so brings a pair. One is going to be a chatas, one is an ola. And the korban is brought, the kohen is successful in bringing the chatas, but not the ola yet, and she passes away. So what happens with the ola? Can you bring it still? Yes, yaviyu hayorshim olasa, those who inherit her, they will bring the ola on her behalf. And ola is a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that gift can be given as well after somebody passes away. So you can bring an ola after somebody passes away, but the reverse is not the case. Ola so mesa, if an ola was brought and then she passes away, so the chatas has not been brought, lo yaviu a yorshim chatasa, the yorshim cannot bring a chatas. There is a concept that you cannot bring a chatas after misa. There is actually a couple concepts going on here. One is that a chatas, this is actually brought in the Bartanura, to have your chatas shemetu baaleh, whenever you have a chatas, that the baal, the owner, passes away, that chatas has to be left to die. And a related concept, ein chatas la'achar misa, you cannot bring a chatas after death. The concept here is that you bring a chatas in order to have a repentance. It's to repent for a given sin. And that repentance cannot be done after somebody passes away. Repentance can only be when somebody is alive, but not la'achar misa, not after somebody passes away. Accordingly, we don't have a solution here. The ola was brought, but the yorshim cannot bring the chatas on her behalf now that she has passed away.